is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News proudly brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting the Raging Cajun himself, John Morgan. Is everybody from Louisiana the Raging Cajun? Isn't that...
Yeah.
Who? What so. College team is the Raging Cajuns?
Oh, man.
There is one, right? That's the mascot.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Is that, what's the state capital? Baton Rouge, what's that? LSU is the Tigers. That's the obvious one.
Lafayette.
There you go. Thank you, buddy. The Raging Cajuns. John Morgan at the Funny Bone from Thursday to Sunday. Log on to funnybone.com for more info, won't you? Item number one in Stupid News. They must have different rules in China. Guy staying at a high-rise hotel in southern China tried to skip out on his room tab. Now, I know when you check into a hotel here, you have to leave a credit card with the front desk.
Yeah.
For, quote, incidentals. What that really is so you don't pack up in the night, just drive away, right?
Yeah.
Well, this guy apparently didn't have the cash or didn't want to spend it, so he tried to sneak out without paying. This is a high-rise, remember. So he went up to the roof and tried to slide down a telephone wire to the ground from the roof of a high-rise.
Wow, dude.
Apparently, the wire led from the top of his hotel to an adjacent building on the other side of a four-lane road. But about halfway, it wouldn't slide anymore.
Oh.
Now he's just stuck.
You were not the ninja you thought you were.
No.
That's right. People on the ground recorded him while he was dangling 200 feet in the air. Nobody's calling 911. No. Apparently he managed to hang on long enough for firefighters to reach him. He's okay. It's not clear on what charges he's facing or how much his hotel bill was, but... By the way, there's video of this. If you'd like to see a man dangling from a phone wire over a highway. Roadway, a four-lane roadway.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Skip it out on the bill. That's item number one.
Item number two. Takes us to a breakup gone bad. A 30-year-old guy named Michael Bolton, actually.
Oh, tell me, how am I supposed to live without him?
Was in court last week after this breakup plan fell apart. Michael Bolton and his girlfriend went on vacation together at the end of August,
yeah.
And he dumped her while they were away, but he knew it would be tough when they got back to their home and she had to move out. Dude, what kind of plan is this?
That's really... So they broke up on vacation,
yeah,
basically?
Yeah, they did.
And now they got to finish the trip together?
And then come back home and move out?
Wow,
yeah.
Man.
So he hired someone for $150 to break into their house while they were away and steal all of her stuff.
Oh, so she wouldn't have anything to go back to?
Yeah.
So this is how considerate he is. Not only have I just broken up with you and wrecked your emotional life, now I'm going to ruin your physical life by having all of your stuff stolen.
It's all, yeah, out.
So I really, really don't like you.
You know?
I guess.
The cops quickly figured out what happened when they got back, and she reported the robbery. Michael Bolton was arrested, pleaded guilty to one count of stealing. He got 12 months of probation. Yeah. Plus, he has to pay his ex-girlfriend $675 in damages.
Wait, all of her stuff was stolen and a total $675? That's, I'm sad.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me sad.
How obvious it is,
I don't even have that much stuff, but gee whiz, I'd get more than $675, I think.
You're the police investigating, and you say to the man, well, was any of your stuff taken? No.
No, weird. Must have been a chick.
Yeah. That's odd, isn't it?
Weird.
Oh. Just a collection of shoes and makeup, that's all.
And like a hot plate. And
yeah.
Those two pans I got from my mom. Like all this weird stuff that clearly only belonged to her. Tampons are missing.
Yep.
Come on, man.
They even took her toothbrush. Why?
Weird.
I don't know.
Her Venus razor is gone.
But the holder remains in the shower.
Really weird. Yeah. Really weird. Finally, this. Normally, I'm not much of a believer in these stories. This is what I was saying before about where somebody opens a bag of popcorn and there's a, you know, a dead armadillo in it. But the headline reads, woman finds head of bird inside can of corn. Okay. Takes place in Russia. A woman took photos of the bird head in her can of corn. She opened the can. Oh, she looked inside. She was horrified to see the severed head of a bird. So you're thinking, oh, no, dude. That's full-on bird head.
Oh, my gosh.
It's covering
Beak
the entire
all.
Bottom of the
Beak.
Can.
Whoa.
The size of
it's like a crow.
The damn thing was still eating in the can.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Is it? The when eyeballs I
read
the, there. Wow.
Yeah, when I read the headline, I'm like, all right, it's going to be some fried sparrow head
right,
or something.
Yeah.
No, it's like a crow's head. It's like a scene from The Godfather.
Yeah. It's a big head.
Somebody sending her a message.
Yeah, that's right. Luca Brasi.
She said the corn also had a very bad smell.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
The woman said she was lucky to notice the bird before eating the corn. Oh, it's impossible to miss the bird.
Yeah, really.
The bird is half the can. It's like jammed in there.
Yeah.
Got a piece of corn in it.
Otherwise, a couple days later, she'd be looking going, I did have a lot of corn in a bird's head.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, funny what you can't digest. Is that a beak? Hey, it's beaking out on me.
When did I eat that?
I don't know. Woo! The woman wrote that she's not going to bother to contact the manufacturer because her complaint would probably be ignored. This is the difference between Russia and the United States.
Right? And find bird.
Cool. You're lucky. Don't tell people. Everybody wants bird now. Everybody wants bird corn. You are the only one with the bird corn.
You're lucky.
You are lucky. I serve you bird with corn. You get nothing. Everyone else just gets corn with corn.
That's really hysterical.
And gross.
Can you put that up on our See It Now tab, buddy?
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll get up there in a minute.
Here, I'll give it to you. All right. Those three stories are true, by the way.
Stupid.
That's why we call it
Stupid News.